News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The central bank is launching a new consumer code. This is the code that defines how financial institutions, predominantly banks but broader than that, must treat their customers and the standards they must apply and how they do business. With us is Colm Kincaid, who's Deputy Governor for Consumer and Investor Protection with the Central Bank of Ireland. I suspect there will be a fairly jaundiced view among consumers, Colm, when they hear the word code. It sounds like something that lacks teeth, does it?
Good morning, Anton. No, this is a set of statutory obligations in the form of regulations that apply to firms when they're providing everyday financial services, from banking to insurance to investments. And as you say, today we're strengthening, with effect from today, those protections in a range of areas. And at the heart of that strengthening really is we're now in a digital world. That brings greater choice to us and it brings increased convenience. And but that's good, but that choice and convenience also brings its own challenges for us as consumers, not least as we find ourselves being increasingly time poor. So a lot of the measures around helping us to support our financial well-being in that digital context. But yes, these are binding rules, Anton.
Now, surely the things that consumers would want, excuse me, most of all would be, first of all, simplicity in being able to vote with their feet. If I want to move my mortgage, it shouldn't be an exercise in Kafka-esque bureaucracy. I should be able to do it fairly quickly. And secondly, if something goes wrong, I should be able to pick up a phone to the central bank and have action taken. Neither of those is currently going to be the case, is it?
Well, the mortgage switching is a really good example of where the reforms we're introducing today, I would say, bring about a really practical measure to help consumers switch. So the mortgage is one of the most important decisions we will make for many of us in our financial lives. There is a lot of value to be had by switching. Very few of us actually switch over the term of the mortgage, notwithstanding the information that is there and the supports that are there. And as you say, the system can be improved. We looked at this and one of the things we found that was most helpful to people in deciding to switch was to get a worked example of how much money I could save on my mortgage if I was to switch to that product. And because we are time poor and busy, to get reminded of that. So with effect from today, in the annual statement you get if you are of a variable rate mortgage or in the notification you get towards the end of a fixed rate on a fixed rate mortgage, your lender will have to provide you with a list of the options that they have that could save you money and an estimate of how much you could save each month and how much you could save each year by moving to that alternative.
But the thing is, though, Colm, that's all well and good. But if we look at the experience from a simpler switch like insurance, people are blue in the face saying, look, you could save 300 quid a year, you could save 500 quid a year if you ring around, and you would know how few consumers ever do it. That's a relatively easy switch. When you look at things like title searches and deeds and know your customer legislation, who is actually really going to go through the hassle?
Well, so many consumers do, not enough, but many do, and the savings can be really quite significant. So I think it's also a question of looking at scale. Yes, you're correct, Anton, a mortgage is a more complicated contract than insurance. It involves conveyancing aspects, especially if you're moving to a different provider. But we are introducing, with effect from today, requirements for lenders to provide mortgage deeds to your solicitor within 10 working days, for example. We're putting time limits around the decisions that they make and notify you of the decisions that they do make. So, yes, there is more to moving your mortgage than there can be to shopping around for non-life insurance like health or motor, where we're also introducing measures. But also the savings can be significantly greater because there's a bigger sum of money at stake.
Now, what about the other side of it then when it comes to complaints? Because you're in the odd paradox where you set the rules, but you then don't deal with the complainant. If somebody has something where they feel, I think my financial provider is in breach of the code, they're told, well, take it up with them. And if that fails, go to the CCPC, but don't bother the central bank.
So we're always open to getting information to help us in the role that we perform. And I can talk to that a little bit more. But the key part of the regulations that we're bringing into force today is they give you rights as a consumer. And if you are dissatisfied as a consumer in any way, and I'd encourage people to look at the information we're publishing today on consumers' rights, you can complain to the firm that you're dealing with. They're required by these rules to deal with that complaint in a time-bound way. And if you're dissatisfied with that, you can go to the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman, which is an independent statutory body that can deal with your complaint. And that's actually a pretty strong set of protections for consumer complaints in international terms. The Central Bank of Ireland does look at the complaints that come into firms, as well as what consumers bring to our attention. And that informs the work that we do, for example, to do a set of thematic inspections, etc. And we've 52 specific bodies of work this year, Anton, that we are doing with regulated firms, specifically based on the things that we have seen consumers be complaining about. So we are responsive to those complaints. But for the individual to get their complaint dealt with, which, remember, is their complaint, so it's for them to decide when they're satisfied it's been dealt with. And if they're not, they have that option to go to the Ombudsman, which is an independent statutory body to adjudicate on that.
Final thing, Colm, the enhanced code was brought in response to a number of egregious actions in the financial sector in Ireland, both in the peak of the boom and then subsequently what was revealed in the manner in which trackers were sold across a lot of the institutions. What's your view on the way those institutions now behave? Are you satisfied that there has been a cultural change?
There has been a cultural change in many, many firms. I think there is still a way to travel for some firms. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, Anton. And one of the things we're doing in the requirements we're implementing today, for example, in the area of digital design, is actually making it a rule for people to meet what we have seen as best practice in those firms that have done it well. So if you go online, for example, to buy a pair of shoes or some sports equipment, you'll see sometimes we're presented now with these buy now, pay later finance options. So that's a case where I've gone on to buy a non-finance product and I'm presented with a finance option. We see some firms provide that customer journey very, very well, some not so well. With effect from today, they're going to have to make sure that they make it really clear to you that that buy now, pay later contract is a credit agreement. It can affect your credit rating if you don't meet the repayments. And to make sure that you have sufficient time in that digital customer journey to actually decide, do I want to take out this buy now, pay later option? Bearing in mind, I went onto that site to buy a pair of shoes or some sports equipment, not to enter into a financial transaction. So one of the things we're doing through the rules today is, I guess, to bring all the firms across the population that we supervise up to the bar of what we see as best practice, which many firms are following, but not all.
Colm Kincaid, thank you for your time this morning. That's Colm Kincaid, Deputy Governor for Consumer and Investor Protection with the Central Bank of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.